last week of May, first week of June. And if there's someone who'd be interested in leading that, you could talk to Mark about that also. And then the announcement in there about the Megateen Retreat at Sunshine Bible Academy, that's for students in grades 7 through 12, coming up at the near the end of March. And this coming Friday is the registration deadline to get a t-shirt. So if anyone wants to go to that and get the t-shirt, get your registration in by this Friday. You can still register after that. You just won't get the shirt. So do we have any other announcements today? All right, our call to worship this morning is from John chapter 15. John chapter 15, we're looking at verses 12 and 13. Jesus is speaking. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends."
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 506. "I Will Sing of My Redeemer." Let's stand together and sing 506. "I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, on the cross he sealed my pardon. Paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell. How the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, on the cross he sealed my pardon. Paid the debt and made me free, and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, on the cross he sealed my pardon. Paid the debt and made me free, and made me free. Thanks for singing with me. Let's take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
again extend a greeting and a warm welcome. Glad you are worshiping with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. And just a couple that came through this week. Heidi Seaman's nephew, it looks like Niles, but it's pronounced Niels. So he fell at work. Surgery was yesterday, and this was the results of the accident he suffered and the surgery. They had to fuse three of his vertebrae. He's dealing with 8 broken ribs and then has 10 staples for the head injury that he has sustained. And then he's got a long road of rehab for with PT and being in the hospital as well. So we'll pray for Niels and his family. Also, Sherry Van Zees of Dean and Sherry's, we've been praying for her brother Steve, and he this week went into the hospital. He's dealing with MS and lost the use of his arms, and so he's had to be fed, and they're trying different medications, so we continue to pray for him and the family during this time. Also, Jeanette Nye's mom had surgery this past week. She's been diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer, and we'll continue to pray for her, Jeanette's mom, Tammy. And then kind of extended family. They were part of Sunshine, Samara, and her husband, Liam. This week, Ember Lynn, their daughter, showed progress and then had some setbacks. She has been diagnosed with pneumonia, and she's just a little over a pound of little one, so they've had to do some more intensive therapy. And then Samara has dealt with post-delivery some issues, and they had to do another surgery this week. She's developed, or at least started seizing, and there may be some signs that she may have epilepsy. So we will pray for Samara, Liam, and Ember Lynn. They are up in Montana. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dale.
Our neighbor John Christensen had a heart attack Monday, freeway bypass on Thursday.
So Dale and Ruth's neighbor John Christensen, he's the one up on the hill, correct? Okay. He had a heart attack this Monday. Grateful that he was able to get to the hospital, and had a three-way bypass this week. So we will be praying for his recovery. I know it's a long road there. Any other prayer requests? Yeah, June.
We have a praise. Richard Barrett's fallout shelter will be relocating across the street. They've got a big church building where they can actually live in it and have room for meetings and meeting rooms and the gym and actually have the center for the fallout shelter in all of one
spot. Richard Barrett, Ron and June's son and daughter-in-law that live in Watertown have a ministry called the Fallout Shelter. And so they now have, and is this, we would call this a permanent home?
Yep.
Okay, permanent home now. They've kind of been scattered throughout Watertown, but everything is under one roof now, and the ability to minister more to those in the Watertown area. I know Rich has done some concealed carry classes here in town and such. So his ministry is very far and wide. And so we will be praying for them as they make this transition across the street. So any other prayer requests or praise?
Just because of the heart defect, and then they did see a little bit of fluid on one of his kidneys, but
So, and your due date is?
June 8th.
June 8th. So as the update for the Warings with the expected addition, some news this week of a hole in his heart, as well as testing for Down syndrome. So we will be praying that God's will be done, and as well as our desire would be that whatever comes along, you guys have the strength to handle it, and your church family's walking here with you guys. So any other requests or praises? Yeah, Lori.
The family of Beth Oldmiller, that's Scott's mom. Scott's got pancreatic cancer. And his mother just died of cancer on Wednesday of this week.
So we have been praying for Scott Oldmiller as he goes through his cancer treatments, and his mom passed away this week, also with cancer. And so I know that that is another weight on their family, but we'll be praying for them through this time, both Scott and the family for this. And Leah, your grandmother?
Grandpa
passed away this week as well. So we extend condolences to the your family. Any other requests? Yeah, Ernie.
Update on my brother Vernon. About 10 days ago, he did another surgery. They removed his feeding tube from his nose and planted it in his small intestine, and that has helped him somewhat. And his speech is improving a little bit. So those are positive things. But as what often happens, we have one problem and another one occurs. His 42-year-old daughter, Jennifer, had a massive stroke. And she is not responding well to the rehabilitation at this time. She's a single mother with two teenage children. So there's some concern for Jennifer's future at this time.
So Ernie's request, as I make sure I get it on that. We've been praying for his brother Vernon for quite some time with some of his health issues. He had a surgery this week where they relocated the feeding tube, and so he's able to speak better, and that's coming along. But then his 42-year-old daughter, Jennifer had a stroke. She has two teenage children and not responding well to the treatment. So we will be praying for Vernon and for Jennifer in the family. Ed. And your sister-in-law's name?
Norlene.
Well, we will be praying for Norlene's family. Ed Morgan's sister-in-law passed away this week. And up from Billings, Montana. Okay. Terry. So Terry and Val's neighbor, Wally Baker, passed away. Sometimes bad weather seems to bring along some of these end of life.
Sorry about the weather. I'd like a little less snow, a little more warm.
Okay, that's.
Let's pray for that.
We've been grateful for the moisture coming, but I know the warmer
rain in May.
Warmer weather, less snow. Well, I do know those outdoors, the sub-zero temperatures are not helping much. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into our worship time together, and especially reflecting over this past week, there's a lot of times we take for granted how you watch out over us. We have prayed for years for moisture. You send it in a lot of different forms in this last week with the snow and the wind and the cold temperatures. Father, I do pray for those that are working out in it with livestock, especially as we enter into lambing and calving season, the difficulties that this and challenges it provides, that you would be an ever-present help. Father, you know the needs that each of us have, and you have promised to meet those, and that the troubles that we face, we truly know that you walk through them with us. We don't always understand, and sometimes it's a part of being a member on this planet that this world just reminds us that one day it will all be made new. But until that time, even in the midst of great heartache and tragedy, we know that you are present, because we reflect on the cross, that the greatest evil perpetrated against your son, you did not leave him on his own, that as he died, he took our sins upon himself. As he rose again, it demonstrated that you have accepted the sacrifice, and he is seated at your right hand, interceding on our behalf. Father, we lift these requests to you. We pray for Niels and his long road to recovery. Pray that you would be an ever-present help through this time, especially for the PT that he will be starting up soon. Father, we also pray for Sherry Van Zee's brother Steve and his long road with dealing with MS and now a new wrinkle. We pray that you would, through medication, your healing hand would provide strength back to his arms and help him with his independence, but also as their own financial needs are there, that you would provide for them in a miraculous way. Father, we pray for Jeanette Nye's mom, Tammy, and the surgery she had this week and the road ahead, that you would give wisdom to the doctors and a peace of mind that and heart that you are there in their midst. We pray for Samara and Liam and their little baby Emberlyn, and for both mom and baby, we ask that you would continue to provide wisdom to the doctors, and for Emberlyn to gain strength, and that this bout of pneumonia, knowing she is so little, would you would heal her body, help her to gain the strength she needs, and for Samara that to understand why these seizures were happening. May they truly sense your peace and presence. We lift up John Christensen, grateful that he was able to get the help he needed with his bypass this week, that you would be with him through this road of recovery. We ask that you would be with the Warings, John and Elizabeth, that you would let them know that you are not caught by surprise. Father, we are stand in awe of the, in a sense, the miracle of modern medicine that can know things before, but you have formed us and formed our innermost parts. You've knitted us together in our mother's womb, and I pray for this little one that, and for this pathway, that you would give wisdom to the doctors, but peace of mind and heart for the Waring family. Father, we rejoice with Rich and Barrett with opening up the doors for this new facility, help them with this transition to be able to minister more effectively together with all the different components and to have a more permanent home. Father, just continue to use them to reach out to individuals that some of us will never come in contact with. We lift up the Oleg Miller family, continue to pray for Scott's cancer treatments, but also for their family now with his mom's passing, for that you would be a comfort to them. We also think of Leah Fanning's family with her grandfather passing away, that you would be with Ed Morgan's family, for his sister-in-law Norlene, and with her passing away, for Wally Baker's family, that as we have mentioned here, when we talk about Sanctity of Life Sunday, that you are concerned from the conception to end of life, and you know these dark valleys, and you can provide the peace, but also you can provide the help and the hope that we find in Jesus Christ. And we lift up Ernie's brother Vernon to you for his surgery, that things will move better for him, especially with speech, but now with his daughter and her stroke, we ask that you would use the medications and your healing hand to help her to respond and to overcome the side effects of the stroke. We pray for her family, as it is not just unexpected, but it is devastating for them. Father, we thank you for the ministries that you have raised us up to support and to be a part of. We pray for our Club Rock as we enter the last month, that each of the students that come and our staff you would bless. Father, we pray for Grace May and the plans that she has with working with Navigators, that you would bless each of the contacts she has with the students and the staff that she mentors and works with. Father, for our country, all the turmoil, the disasters that seem to come around, help us to know that you are in control and you have a plan for this planet. And the best plan for us is to be your witnesses, to share the gospel with others. For the offering we're about to receive from your people, we ask that you would bless it, use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Who are you, young fellow?
Anthony.
Say it louder for the deaf guy up front.
Anthony.
All right. Thank you very much. It reminds me of my days of piano lessons. I wish I'd have kept up with them. I finally got bigger than the piano teacher, and then I didn't have to take lessons anymore. Anyway, it's time for the junior department to sing, and my wife and I have the privilege of teaching the junior high, and some of them are going to be in this little foray. Come on, you guys, you singers, we know who you are. You know who you are. These are sixth graders, 3 to 6 graders, right? And they're going to sing a really cool song called Little by Little. Little by Little. No, you don't get to be behind here. No, no, no. You're all out here so we can see your smiling faces. Taller ones in the back, a little less taller ones in the front. Perfect. Then slide together a little bit. Yeah.
Before we start, thank you, Anthony. And anybody who ever wants to play, feel free to let me know, because I'm always, it's always a good thing to have different people take a part in the service.
And especially the reminder with, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, and that as he guides us, he changes us a little bit every day. And as we sing together, we're going to be reminded of how God is involved in our lives, as we are reminded about the praise that we bring him, but also how he cares for us, how we need him every day. So we ask you to stand with us as we sing together, Hosanna, Praises Rising.
We turn to you. we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day.
That song is based upon the passage from 1 Peter 5, starting in verse 6. This is what Peter tells his listeners. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God,
so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Throughout Scripture, and when Jesus was present on this earth, he kept telling us that we shouldn't be anxious for anything, that we should not worry about the little things of life, the big things of life, because he is there knowing them and walking through those times with us. And that is the last song that we will be singing, is the reminder that, as Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And so each moment of our day, it's not that we can't do things, but for lasting eternal impact, that's what we need God's presence for. That we think we have so much, such an unlimited amount of strength, and then this week reminds us that we don't have control of a whole lot. And I don't know why it takes a winter storm or other things that seem to knock our feet out from under us to remind us that God is the one in control, and we are not. And as the first line of Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life, says, he is God, and I am not. And that's what this last song is about, that we need him every hour.
Christ in me, where you are.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder in these lyrics how much we need you, that we cannot get through life without you. We thank you also that it's not as if you're hiding somewhere and we don't know where you are. You are ever present. You have promised that you are with us. We thank you for that promise, for the confidence that we have that you know what we're going through, you are concerned about what we are concerned about, and that you will walk with us through the good times and the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.